AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A suspect in a motor vehicle stop opened fire tonight on police in Boston and critically wounded an officer before being killed by fellow officers at the scene.
As they were approaching the motor vehicle, one of the occupants of the pulled over motor vehicle came out. He turned, he fired, he shot one of our officers under the right eye.
Police Commissioner William Evans says the wounded officer is fighting for his life at this hour. He's in an induced coma. Evans says a woman at the scene suffered a flesh wound to her right arm but is in good spirits. Three other officers were taken to a hospital with stress-related problems. A pipe organ in Dusseldorf, Germany, struck a somber note tonight at a service honoring the victims of a German plane crash on Tuesday in the French Alps. Investigators say the co-pilot flew the Airbus A320 into a mountainside after the pilot left the cockpit for a bathroom break. AP correspondent David Rising reports investigators who searched his home found notes from a doctor excusing him from work on the day of the crash.
The prosecutors say they did not find a suicide note or any sort of other evidence that he was planning the crash. But what the prosecutors did say is that they could not see any indication that there was any political or religious motivation for his actions.
Amanda Knox is finally free after she and her former Italian boyfriend were convicted twice of killing her British roommate. But late today, Italy's Supreme Court threw out the last conviction. AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports this ends an eight-year nightmare.
It's not really a verdict. It's a decision. It's a ruling by the top criminal court. They don't rule on guilt or innocence, but they ruled that there was no evidence for a crime to be committed by these two people. They completely exonerated them.
This is AP Radio News. A former University of Mississippi student has been indicted on federal charges connected to a noose being put around the neck of a statue of the student who integrated the school. AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis has talked to the man for whom the statue was erected.
James Meredith says he thinks it's a shame that the state authorities turned this over to the federal government for prosecution rather than doing it themselves. He says it sends the wrong signal that that's the only way black people can get justice in Mississippi is by having federal authorities handle a case.
Arnett Doctor, a key figure responsible for securing reparations for victims of the infamous Rosewood Massacre, has died in the Tampa Bay area following a long illness at the age of 72. The 1923 massacre started in the North Florida town after a married white woman accused a black man of beating her, prompting angry whites to burn nearly every building in town. At least six blacks and two whites were killed. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.